Daf is Daf Yud Gimel. Let's take it at the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ir sheyesh ba'avodas chachavim." The city has idols in that city. V'hayu ba chanuyos mutaros, and in that city there are stores that are adorned with various things. V'sheinu mutaros, and there are other stores that were not adorned with anything. Zaya ma'isa v'beis shan. This was a ma'isa that once happened. And v'amu chacham, the chacham paskin the hamutaros asuros v'sheinu mutaros. Mutaros. Those stores which were adorned with their flowers and fruit and whatnot, those would be also to do business with, and those stores that were not adorned with anything, it's permitted to do business. And obviously the answer, the explanation is, Rashi says here, Hayu Bachanios, it's around 12 narrow lines up or so, V'simin hulahem, she'osan chanuyos she'avodot chochavim. Those stores that had different, flowers and grapes hanging, that was a indicator that that was a store that supported Avodah Zarah. Heim Lital Mehem Mechas. The priests would collect taxes from them, and ultimately by you patronizing these stores, you'd be in essence benefiting the Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, last five lines of the Amud here, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Akubi Reish Lakish rather, that Lo Shanu Ela Mutaros Bevered V'Hadas Dekamethane Merecha. The only Isser here is if they are adorned with roses and hadasim, which have a very nice smell, where you are getting hana from these items. Rashi explains here, two wide lines down, Bevered V'Hadas Shel Takrovas Avodas Chachavim. These types of flowers were used to worship Avodah Zarah. And then they took them to now put up on top of their stores. V'hu simin lahem meshechanuyos halalu she'avodas chochavim. And now they took these flowers that were once used to worship Avodah Zarah. They put it outside their store or inside their store. And Rashi says further, dekam mishane merecha. And now when you walk in, you are getting hana from smelling these flowers. V'ered v'hadas derech l'shatchan lifnei avodas chochavim. It was a way to put them in front, like rosy petals in front of the Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's aser to walk into such stores, because you're smelling from something that in essence showed kavod to Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, aval mutaros bepeiros mutaros. If they are adorned with fruit, so then that's actually going to be permitted. You can walk into stores even though there's nice fruit, grapes and apples hanging on the outside, which Rashi explains. Aval bepeiros mutar likach mem. You're allowed to even buy the fruits from them. Even though by you patronizing these stores, they're getting money to then go ahead and pay taxes to the idol worshippers, less than, but we'll see later on, that's actually mutter. You're allowed to be mahana them. You could give them benefit. You just can't derive benefit from them. So deriving benefit would be smelling the vered v'hadas. That's usur to be mahana, to give them benefit. That's permitted according to Reish Lakish. Why? So the Gemara explains, my time, and what's the explanation? Because Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo yidbak biyadacha mu'uma minacherim. You should not have anything in your possession. You shouldn't receive any hana, nenehu da'asr, but deriving benefit is prohibited. Aval, going on to Yud Gimel, today's daf now, aval mahane shari, to give a benefit to them, be mahane them, that's permitted according to Reish Lakish. Gemara now says, that's all Reish Lakish Shita, but Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, Amar afilu mutaros biperos nami aser, even if it's a store that's adorned with fruits, even though you're not getting hana from them, it's still aser. Because kal v'chomer nene aser mahane lo kol shekein, Rabbi Yochanan has a whole, the opposite understanding. If you can't derive benefit from them, certainly you cannot provide benefit for them either. So the in essence of a machlokis is mahane avodah zarah aser or mutter. Everyone agrees nene is aser, but is mahane also aser? Reish Lakish says mahane is mutter, Rabbi Yochanan holds mahane is actually aser. Look at the top tosos here, Dibur Maschil v'aval. Mahana Shari. You're allowed to give them benefit according to Reish Lakish. Vim Tomar, Lekamon Beperkal, Tlamim Dafmim Zayin, Gave Misha Yakoslo Samach Lavodot Kochavim. Let's say you share a wall, and the other side of the wall, let's say, is a church. And let's assume a church right now is a Avodah Zarah. Vinafel, that wall falls down. Also Levnoso. You can't rebuild it, because by you rebuilding it, you're in essence helping them. You're giving a wall to the church now. That's being Mahana them. And the Gemara asks, Parach Vahak Kashavik Ravchal Avodot Kochavim. Ignore that for now. V'ha pircha, my pircha. Ha minan hacha de mehane mutter. Reish Lakish holds, you're allowed to be mehane avodah zarah. So why can I build that wall even though it's supporting the church? That should be permitted according to Reish Lakish. So Tos is a chiddush of Yishlomar. The Hasam Ika Hana Yesera. That's a super benefit to the church, in that Venir Kinosin Makum Lavodot Chacham. It's as if you're like giving them an area to, here's a place, here's a karka, here's property for you to use and build your church. That, according to Tosfos' understanding, is considered Hana Yesera. So even Reish Lakish agrees sometimes even Mahane is going to be Aser. Rabbeinu Tam has a whole different understanding. Rabbeinu Tam writes, Perish. Devadai kol mahana aser. Even Reish Lakish actually agrees, like Rabbi Yochanan. Really, mahana is always aser. Levad mehacha. This is actually the only exception where mahana is mutter. Mipnei sheyesh ba'osa hana b'zayon lavodas chachavim shepareh hameches. So when you make them, you know, the store pay taxes, that's like a disgrace for the non-Jews. So you actually want to make them pay taxes. Even though ultimately the money is going to go to idols, the fact that you make the non-Jew have to pay taxes, that itself is somewhat exciting for us. And that's a bizayon. That would be permitted. So a whole other approach to where Reish Lakish lies. Is he closer to Rabbi Yochanan? That mahana is always aser, but there's one exception where it's mutter. Or really he holds it's always mutter mahana, unless there's a extra hana yisera.
The case of the ver and the hadas or the peros, it's not that that's what you're buying, is it? It's that that's what the scent is?
I believe so. I believe it's when you walk in and you smell it, your nana from it. And it sounded like, I know why you're saying that, because Tosa spoke about buying the fruit. That when you walk into the store, there's fruit, there's no hana you're getting. I think he just takes it a step further, that you're also able to buy the fruit, even though you might be considered getting hana from that fruit. He says there's no problem with that.
But I'm confused, yeah. Because Rashi's talk is saying that this is beyond Eidam.
Rashi and the Mishnah says that, yeah.
So isn't, like, what happened with the whole thing that you're not allowed to do Mekach HaMemkar with them by Yom Eidam? Suddenly the whole thing disappears and you're trying to, we're moving to something that's Hana, not Hana.
Right, so that's a situation where the first half of the Masechta, the first half of the Perek, I should say, is when you're giving them something, a reason to admit, to thank their gods, or
yeah,
to provide them with Korbanos.
Suddenly
here.
This issue goes away.
Yeah, I'm not sure why there's a difference. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah. So, okay, it seems like an obvious question.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure the answer is. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I think you're right. Okay.
I think Tosus an ear, sheesh, but it's, I don't know, I think a few lines down, that Tosus' ear touches on this.
I see that. Yeah, so it sounds like Rashi might be chozer on that point. Tosus says Rashi might be chozer.
Okay.
That's what he says. Okay, very good. But so maybe afterwards we'll go back to Tosus to look at it better. Gemara now says, and you give him an alf, three lines down. Meisivei Rabbi Nosan Omer Yom Shavodot Shchuchavim Maneches Bas Hameches Machrizin, the day that the idol worshippers would place a tax. Machrizin VaOmerim, they would say, they would announce and say, Kol Misha Notel Atara V'Yaniach Barosha, anyone who takes one of these, let's call them, what do you call those Christmas things they put on their head?
A wreath.
They put a wreath on your head, and we place the wreath on their head. Uberosh chamoro, the head of the donkey. Lekavod avodos chachavim yanichalas amechas. That guy is exempt from mechas. He doesn't have to pay taxes. Ve'im lav. If the guy is not willing to put the wreath on his head, al yanichalas amechas. Don't hold back the mechas, meaning make him pay taxes. So now, Yehudi, what is he supposed to do? Yehudi shenim shasham, if he's in the city this time, the day of the Yom Eid, Mayasa, what should he do? Yaniach, if he places the wreath on his head, nimsa nana, he's deriving hana from something that was for Avodah Zarah. But lo yaniach, if he doesn't place it on his head, so then he's nimsa mahana, then he's going to have to pay taxes and support the Avodah Zarah. So is nana worse or mahana? He's stuck now. What's he going to do? Mikan Amru, from here we see, Hanosin Venosin Bashuk Shavodat Chachavim, those who do business in a non-Jewish shuk, or really a shuk that is for Avodah Zarah, then Behema Ta'akir, the Behema animals you buy from there, you have to cut off its legs. Peros Ksus Vekalim Yirkavu, you have to let the fruit, clothing, and pots rot, you can't use them. And Maos Vlukle Matechos, you'll leave from the Yam HaMelech, and you have to throw all the metal and coins into the Dead Sea. The Ezu Iker, what's considered Iker? We saw this the other day. Hamanashir Parsosem Minar Kuva Lamata. You cut the legs of the animals below the knee. Katani Mias. So that's the Brisa. So Katani Mias. What we could draw out of this Brisa, Yaniach Nimtsanena Leaniach Nimtsimahana. So we see this is like Rabbi Yochanan, that not only is Nana Aser, but even Mahana is Aser, exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. So what's Reish Lakish going to do with this Mefurish Brisa? He can't argue in a Brisa. So I'm a Rav Masharsha, Berei the Ravidi, Kesavar Reish Lakish, Pligi Rabbanan Alem. Reish Lakish thinks it's a Machlokis Tanayim, that the Rabban argue in Rabbi Nosson. This Brisa we just brought is Rabbi Nosson. It started off by saying Rabbi Nosson Omer. That's a Das Yachid. But Reish Lakish thinks Rabbanan argued Rabbi Nosson. The Onna says Reish Lakish, I, the Amirab Kerabbanan, the Pligele, I hold like Rabbanan, that it's actually Mutter, Tibi Mahane, Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yochanan Savar Lo Pligi, Rabbi Yochanan thinks, even though the Brisa is in the name of Rabbi Nosson, no one argues, everyone agrees to Rabbi Nosson that Mahane is Aser. So that's the Machlokis in the Amorim, is also Machlokis, whether or not that's also Machlokis Tanayim. Fine. Gemara now says, Lo Pligi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really think there is no machlokas? Does Rabbi Yochanan really think everyone is of the opinion that it's usher to be mahane avodah zarah v'hatane, the Braisuk says? Holchen liyarich avodah over the kochavim. You go to that special marketplace that was used for avodah zarah. V'lochen mehem behema, you buy animals, avodim shvachos, the servants, batim houses, v'sadas fields, v'kramim vineyards, v'kosev, umale, barkal, shalhen. You could go to their courts. Mipnei shu kematzim yadam, because otherwise you'll lose the money. They wouldn't trust your court system, so you could go to the secular court system and take the money that you're owed. Vim haya kohen, if the guy's a kohen, mitame b'chutz la'aretz ladun, he's allowed to go to chutz la'aretz, even though normally there's a tumas am ha'aretz, tumas eret ha'amin rather. When you go outside of Eretz Israel, you become tame midir banam. We allow a kohen to go, ladun, if he needs to go to a court case, ula'ari ma'am, or to have some type of vikuach with them, or kishem shemetame b'chutz la'aretz, just like he's allowed to go to chutz la'aretz and to be metame the kohen, kach metame bebeis hakfaros. He could even go to a cemetery if he needs to take money from them. The Gemara interjects for a moment, bebeis kvaros hakadaita, a kohen can't go to bebeis kvaros, that's an issa tuma deraisahi. Ella bebeis hapras derbanam. Bebeis hapras is a field that had once upon a time bebeis kvaros, and it was plowed over, unclear whether there's tuma, so they said a kohen shouldn't go, they created a tuma mederbanam. So the kohen is allowed to be metame tuma mederbanam in order to collect money, a hefsid mamon. This, by the way, is a very important sugya of sometimes there are kulas of hefsid mamon, really hefsid meruba. You could violate isur dirbanan in some instances for the benefit of avoiding a hefsid meruba. So this is one great example for that. Further in the braisa, we'll get back to the point in just a moment. Umetame lilmod Torah, the Kohen is allowed to leave to become tame, to learn, belisa isha, and to find a wife. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai, when is this true? Only Bizman Shein Mota Lulmod, if he can't find the Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. About Bizman Shein Mota Lulmod, if he can't find the very nice Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, he has no excuse. Eino Metame, he's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to become Tame. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afil Bizman Shein Mota Lulmod, even if he can find the Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, still Yitama, he's allowed to be Metame in Chutz La'aretz. Why? The Fisha Ein Adam Zocha Lulmod Mikol. Just because a great Rebbe is for me, doesn't mean it's a great Rebbe for you. And each Talmud's different, which is very, very important in Yisrael as well. So he is allowed to leave if he finds a very good Rebbe, Chutz La'aretz. Okay? We still haven't gotten to the point yet. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisi B'Yosef HaKohen, Shehalach Acher Rabbo. Yosef HaKohen, he was a Kohen. He went after his Rebbe, Litzedon, which is Chutz La'aretz somewhere, Lilmod Torah. So that's a riot. So now this is the point. Vama Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan says we pass like Rabbi Yosi, which means that a kohen is allowed to leave to learn from a rebbe in chutz la'aretz. Okay, so what's the relevance here? So Rashi points out here around 8-9 lines up from the bottom. Vama Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Umidari Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made a comment on this brisa, the second half of the brisa about leaving chutz la'aretz, leaving Eretz Yisrael rather. So Rabbi Yochanan was making a comment. And he says we pasuk like Rabbi Yossi. So we see from this the fact that he knew about the Seifa, Shmamina, Shmiya Leila Rabbi Yochanan Hachmasisin. He knew about this Braisa. Vidlokin Mehem Behema Pliga the Rabinosan. So he even knew the ratio of this Braisa, which is the real focus here. The point is that he knew that if a person is allowed to go to Yarich of Ovde Kochavim, a idol worshipping shuk, and you're allowed to lichachila buy animals and servants and so on, even though you're being mahana avodah zarah. So Rabbi Yochanan acknowledges that there is a sheet out there that mahana is actually mutter. So the Gemara says, Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan liolam lo pli. I still don't think there's a machlokas. Everybody agrees to Rabbi Yonasan that you cannot be mahana avodah zarah. So what's the Gemara talking about? Yarid shel ovdei kochavim that you're allowed to buy. So he explains here that lo pligi velo kasha kam belokech minateger deshakla michsa minei. One's talking about where you're buying from a regular store owner who has to pay taxes. He has to pay the sales taxes. So that's a situation where Rabbi Yochanan says you cannot do business with him. And Khan, one's a regular guy who's selling out of his garage, where he's not paying taxes, in which case you're allowed to be mehana, because there's nothing to be mehana. There's no money eventually going to the Avodah Zarah. So again, Rabbi Nosson holds, you cannot be mehana them, you can't buy from a shuk of the kochavim, because ultimately taxes are going to Avodah Zarah. But the case here of Holchin LeYarid Shel Avdei Kochavim, you're going to the guy's basement and garage where he doesn't pay taxes, and you're not being Mahanev or the Zara, so you are allowed to buy in that case. Gemara then says, interesting, good with time here? Should we do a Tosfos? Yeah, no? Quiet here?
Yeah.
Fine, great. Tia Tosfos, your mask, Lilmod. Tosfos writes, Lilmod, Torah Velisa Isha, Perish Vedaita Lachsa LeEretz Yisrael. Has to be only if he plans on returning back. Is he allowed to leave to find a wife or learn? De'ilu ein da'italach, so if his plan is not to return back, Omar b'ksubis daf kufyudalf, ochiv shozeh nasa avodat chachavim, umeis, baruch hamakum shahargu, v'zeh yarad achrav eluchot l'aretz. So the Gemara talks about a situation that a person got killed, good thing he got killed because he left Eretz Yisrael and never came back. B'dafka, says Tosfos, B'hanoch mitzvos shein chashuvos lumo Torah shagadol tam Torah shemevi lidei ma'isa v'isha nami dechsev lo sovera. So there is only a heter to leave Eretz Yisrael to do these two big mitzvahs, to learn from a Rebbe and to marry a wife. Aval, the shar mitzvos lo, there is no heter to leave Eretz Yisrael. Let's have a great opportunity, a golden opportunity to perform the mitzvah which I've been dying to perform. Peter Chamor. There's a Peter Chamor opportunity just for you. You could go to Morocco to do Pidyon Peter Chamor. There is no heter to go to leave Eretz Yisrael according to this day. And Tosfos. V'halchi mashu v'perek dal b'megil daf chav zayin. Abal b'shiltos d'rivacha. Mefurish hanach d'kile v'kol shken l'shar mitzvah shem chashuvos. Interesting. The shiltos says the opposite. Torah and marrying a wife are considered on the bottom of the totem pole. That's permitted. Kol shekein, all other mitzvahs, which are more chashiv, certainly you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go perform those other mitzvahs. So just a fascinating point. Halacha l'maaseh, I didn't see how we paskin, but it is a very interesting machlokas. Firstly, how to categorize Torah and Isha versus other ones, and also halacha l'maaseh, when is there heter to leave Eretz Yisrael?
This is Ma'an Bais HaMikdash or Stam?
Stam, yeah, I think it's Stam. There's a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael still exists, even though there's no Kedushas of Mikdash necessarily. Okay, the Gemara then says, last four lines of the page here, Amar Mar. Behema ta'aker, the animal you have to uproot. We said cut off the legs. V'ha ika tzar b'alechayim. You saw Tosa asked this question a couple of days ago. Here the Gemara asks the question. How could you do that? You're causing tremendous tzar to the animal. Amar Abaye, Amar Rachmana, esusem ta'aker. There's a special gzeres akosav that you're allowed to cut off. Even though it's tzar b'alechayim, you could still cut off the horse's legs. So the Torah says sometimes tzar b'alechayim is mutter. For example, shchita. Whether it's shchita, we don't know how painful shchita is. There's always a debate. Is it the painful death? Is it the least painful death? That makes a difference to us. The fact that the Torah tells us to do shchita, so then you're able to override whatever tzar b'alechayim there might be. So that's learned from the pasuk here in Yehoshua. So look what Tosas asks here. Dibur maschil amar abaye amar kra esuseim tiaker. Hiksha ha'rav Rabbeinu Elchanan l'man damar in Gemara and Shabbos tzar b'alechayim is a deraisa. This machlok is whether it's deraisa derabanan. But those who hold it's an issa deraisa, my raya ma'isim Yeshua. How could you bring a proof from a sefer Yeshua to uproot an issa deraisa? Dilma shani hasam dal piyad dibur hava. Maybe Yeshua was told by Hashem to do it this way. Aval hacha beknas derabanan ein koach b'yad chachamim la'akor davar min haTorah. But here, where the chachamim gave a penalty for anyone who buys an animal from the shuk shel avodah zarah, that's a knas. Who say the chachamim have the right to say you could cut it off the legs? Maybe only Yeshua had the right to because he had al piyad dibur. But there's no pasuk in the Torah that says you're allowed to. The Yesh Lomar says Tosos. Devadai sheyesh koach biyadam lakor heicha denira tam ktas lakor. They do have the ability to uproot a din deraisa when they feel that there's a need. It's just like we have many cases they're able to do that. They could do hefker based on hefker. This is not an application, but they could be hefker based on hefker. They're able to override certain isur deraisa if they find that there's a certain need. Okay. Gemara now says last three lines of the Amud here. Amar Mar ve'ezu ikir minashe parsoseh min harkuva lamata. What's considered cutting off the animal when you cut off their legs below the knee? Uriminhi, the Gemara says, ein makdishin ein marichimim ein marichin bezman hazeh. You cannot sanctify an animal or any object in this bezman hazeh without a base of mikdash. Hekdesh and chayrim and erechin are all different types of hekdesh, but let's just assume you cannot infuse any kedusha in animals bisman hazeh. But im hikdish v'hichrim v'herich, if you happen to do it, so then it's chal. It does work. If it beima te'aker, you have to uproot the animal. Peros ktsus v'kelim yirkavu, you have to let the fruit and other items just lay there and rot. Maos v'kleim ha'techos yolichim liyam ha'melech, the metal and the coin have to be thrown into the Dead Sea. Now, there's a Tosas here. I'm not sure why Tosas didn't say this in Amun Aleph. It comes up many places. Whenever they say throwing metal into the Yam HaMelech, Tosas has this opinion here. Yolicham liyam HaMelech, mishum deshade lehu be'enayu velo b'shchika tzarch Yam HaMelech. You throw them in whole, a coin or a whole metal pot. You could just throw straight into the Dead Sea, and the potency of the salt, the concentration of the salt, is going to have it decay and ruin it. But if you're going to throw it in Huadin b'shar naharos, if you wanted to throw it into a different river, you're allowed to, so long as you first grind it up first, and then you throw it into the water. So this is relevant for those Maisa Sheni, which happens every 3 years, the Shmita cycle, you're supposed to be poda any Maisa Sheni onto a coin. It's a whole process, I'm not getting to it right now, but then that Maisa Sheni, you can't do anything with it. That's a coin, so you have to get rid of it somehow. So the different, it's illegal to really get rid of a coin in America. But there are people, I'm not going to mention names, who use certain types of potions, mixtures, where they could acid and make it just melt, or they'll use like a plier and try to crush the metal and throw it into the water. That's based on the Shita of Tosfos. Fine. So the Gemara goes on to say, now, v'ezu ikur, what's considered breaking the legs of the animal? Noel delis bifanah. Nothing to do with breaking the legs. You lock it up in a pen. V'hi meis mela, and it dies on its own. So there's a machlokas. What is the definition of teaker? Does it mean cutting off the legs of the animal, or does it mean locking it up and letting it die on its own, starving to death? So the Gemara says three lines down. I'm Rabbi Shiny Hossam. That case is different. Mishum bizayon kadshim. Because there we're talking about where you're makdish the animal. So to take an animal that's hektish and to cut off its legs, that's a bizayon. We said when it came to buying an animal from a Avodah Zarah, we don't care about being mevazeh the Avodah Zarah. Cut off the legs. But if it's a hektish animal that you're makdish marich or machrim, that you can't cut off the legs, so you have to just let it sit until it dies. Gemara says, I've got a good solution. V'nishchateish, just shecht it. Instead of having it starve to death in pain, just shecht it and it's dead and that's it. Gemara says, shechting doesn't work because mishchat asabuli dek takala. A guy might think, if I shecht it properly, maybe I'm allowed to eat it. But you can't eat it because we're talking about an animal that's a davar hektish. So then the Gemara says, "Velishve gistera." Why don't you just slice it in half? Just kill it. Just take a sword and just slice it down the middle, and then this way it's not a kasha shchita. The animal's dead and doesn't need to suffer. So Amar Abai says that's aser as well, because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, "When yitatzdem etz mizbechosam, you should destroy the mizbechos, the altars of the Avodah Zarah, lo sasun kein l'Hashem lokechem." But you can't do it to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's items. To a davar hektish, you can't just break and destroy and crush. So that's not an eitza. The only eitza is to let it just stay there in the pen, lock it up, and let it starve to death. Rava Amar, Rava says a different explanation. Mipnei shenira kematil mum b'kadshim. It's an issur there, I say, you cannot be matil mum of a davar hektish. If an animal that's a hektish, that's tamim, completely pure, you can't just cut off its ear or cut off some part to render it a mum, that's an isser. So if you cut it in half, it looks like you're being matil mum on a davar that's kadshim. So the Gemara says, nira, mum ayahi, that's not nira, that's actually making a mum. Taking an animal that's hektish and cutting it, slicing it in half, that's making a mum. That's not nira, that's not only looking like a mum, that's really a mum ayahu. Gemara says, no. The isser of making a real mum, a mum aliyah, is only hanimili bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Only when there's a beis hamikdash, the chazi lakrava, where you can bring the animal as a karban, so that making a mum is an isser deraisa. But hashta, the lo chazi lakrava, now that you can't bring a beis karban, because of course there is no beis hamikdash, there's no bizbeach, les lein ba. So there is no isser of creating a mum, so it's only nira kimat a mum, it only appears like you're making a mum, and that just doesn't look right. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Let's say lahave kematimum bibalmum. Let's say you have an animal that already is a balmum, and you give it a second mum, that's actually permitted. So this animal right now, although it might be very pure in its tumim, the fact that you can't bring it, that itself is a mum. So we're considering it halachically a mum. So now if I make a physical mum, that should be permitted. It should be, again, kematimum bibalmum. So the Gemara says, Af agav delo chazi lakrava aser. Even though it's not permitted to be brought as a carbon, this animal, it's still aser. It's not really a bamum. There's just something that stands in the way. We don't know where the Beis HaMikdash is. There's no Beis HaMikdash built. We don't know where the makom is berach is. That's not called a bamum in its state. Balmum, but a balmum nehi de lo chazi legufe ledme chazi. A balmum, granted, is not in its own right. It's not able to be brought as a carbon, but the value can be redeemed off of it and can be brought. The money can be brought as a carbon. La fuke hacha de lo ledme chazi v'lo legufe chazi. As opposed to this case, it's not fit. You can't bring the animal itself because there's no Beis HaMikdash, nor can you bring the money of it because there's no Beis HaMikdash at all, and therefore it's only considered near a kemat mum and not actually making a mum. Gemara now says the rest of the daf goes pretty quickly now. Ashkechei Rabbi Yonah le Rabbi Eli dekaya pischa detzur. One time Rabbi Yonah saw Rabbi Eli standing at the entranceway to Tzur. Amalei Katani, he says the Braisa that teaches us behema teaker, so that the animal has to cut off the legs. Eved mai. So what about an eved? Let's say you buy an eved from the shuk shel avodat chachavim. What do you do with an eved? My eved, Yisrael, my, what does it mean? Eved my. Eved Yisrael, lo kami baile. If you buy a Jewish eved, then there's no shiloh. There's nothing you could do about the Jewish eved. You keep him. But ki kami baile, eved avodat chachavim, my. What about a non-Jewish eved? Do you cut off his legs? Do you do something to him? What could you do to him? Amrlei, Maikem Abaylecha. What's your shaila? Tani, the Brisa tells us, Ha'ov de Kochavim, Va'roi Behema Daka, Lo Malin Vlo Maridim. A non-Jew and the shepherds, you can't malin, you don't bring them up. If you find them stuck in a boar, you don't bring them up from the boar. But at the same time, Lo Maridim, you don't throw them in the boar either. So certainly there's nothing you could do in this case. You can't take an Eved over the Kochavim and throw him into the pit and kill him. So therefore, There's nothing to do about it.
But does he have to free him as a knas, or he can keep him?
It doesn't mention freeing here at all. We'll see in the next price. It seems like you're supposed to keep him. It's not addressed right now. It just says you can't.
But there's an isur also to free an
correct.
An eved.
Right. So this part doesn't make so much sense. The next part does, because a eved over chachavim avodas chachavim becomes a Jew. When he's in your possession, he now becomes Isha like a Jew. So we'll still, you see the Gemara and see Tosin in just a second here. So to me, it's a Dabar Pasha that you can't kill him. The fact that there's even a Havamina and the Gemara qualifies him as a Oved Kochavim here is to me very interesting. So then the next part of the Gemara says, Amar Le Rabbi Yirmi Le Rabbi Zeira, Katani Lochin Mehen Behema Avadim Mishvachos. So then the Gemara says earlier, we saw in Amun Aleph that you're allowed to buy from these areas an animal servants and maid servants. Eved Yisrael, O Dilmafilu Eved. Oved Kochavim. Which type of Eved is permitted? A only Jewish Eved, you could save him, or even a non-Jewish Eved is permitted. Amarlei, Mistavra Eved Yisrael. It's sensible to say only a Jewish slave is permitted. Di Eved, Oved Kochavim, Lamai Barley. What do you need him for? What's he going to do? So the Gemara says, Ki Asa Rabin, when Rabin came back from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Afil Eved Oved Kochavim. You're allowed to even purchase a non-Jewish slave. Why? You are bringing him to Yiddishkeit under the wings of the Shechina, under the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's permitted to, and therefore becomes almost a full-fledged Jew. Amar Vashi, Atu Behema, my Machnis Tachas V'Kanfei Shechina Ika. What do you mean? You're allowed to buy an animal. The heter buying an Eved isn't only because of Tachas Kanfei Shechina, because you're allowed to buy animals. And that's not, you're not being, bringing him Tachas Kanfei Shechina. Se'ela, why are you allowed to buy animals? Mishum mutayu, because you're lessening the animals that they could use for the avodah zarah. You're actually saving these animals from being shechted for their idols. Hachanami dimate sharis, here as well. By you lessening their services, the less slaves they have, the worse off they are. So that's permitted. So it's not necessarily because you're bringing them tachas kanfei shechina. It's simply because you're taking away from them. But there still might be room to say that maybe you should really kill them, or you should cut off their legs. Unclear from this part exactly. But it seems to me, in the end of the day, once you take them and buy them as an eved, they become a partial Jew. Rav Tosfos explains with Davar Pashutas, Tosfos Dir Maschil Eved Oved Kochavim. He writes in the very small Tosfos here, Taima. How come buying a non-Jewish slave is considered kanfei shechina? Because they're now chayav into doing mitzvahs like a woman is. Okay. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yaakov Zavin Sandala. Rabbi Yaakov had a practice that he would buy a sandal from the shuk that was used for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Be'ezavon Pisa. He would buy a piece of bread. So Amar Lei Chadachavri. One said to the other, Yasma Avid, you're a Yasam, you're an orphan for doing this. Rab Chachi. Did your Rebbe do the same thing? Would your Rebbe buy such an item from the shuk and give Bimahana Avodah Zarah? So what happened? Amalei Idach, the other guy says, Yasa, you're the Yasa, you're a Yasam, you're no father, no Rebbe for doing this. Avi Rabbi Chachi, would your Rebbe do such a thing and buy a piece of bread, buy a sandal? So they went back and forth at each other why they bought the bread versus a sandal. Ritivayu Mibal Bayezavan. What really happened is both of them bought from some guy's basement. The guy wasn't paying taxes, so in essence they weren't being mahana about the zara. But v'cholchad v'chad savri chavre mitagar zavan. So Rabbi Yaakov was buying from a garage, and he assumed that Rabbi Yirmiyah bought from some storefront. Rabbi Yirmiyah really bought from a garage, but he thought that Rabbi Yaakov was buying from a storefront. They didn't understand what the other guy was doing. The Amar Rabbi Abba Bre di Rabbi Yechia Bar Abba Lo Shanu. It's only usher to buy items from these shuks. Ela Belokeach Minatagar. When you buy from a store owner, the Shakli Michsei Minai, where they're ultimately going to collect sales taxes from them. That's where you can't be Mahana Avodah Zarah. Avah Belokeach Mibal Habayis De Lo Shakli Minai Michsei Mutter. But buying from a guy's garage basement where they don't collect taxes, that's permitted. They just didn't understand where the other guy was buying from. So finally, Amar Rabbi Abba Bereid Rabbi Yechia Bar Abba Il Malei Hayir Rabbi Yochanan Hazimna Basa De Kashakli Michsei Afil Mi Ba Bayis Hava Aser. Had Rabbi Yochanan been there, so in the times when they're collecting taxes, he would have prohibited from buying even from a Baal Bayis, because apparently they would even collect from Baal Bayis. Baal Bas. They would find out who would have a garage or basement store, and they would collect even from a Baal Bayis. So he would think it's us across the board. Ela inu hechizavin. So how could these two individuals, if Rabbi Yochanan would have prohibited buying even from a Baal Bayis, how were they able to buy a sandal and a piece of bread respectively? So the Gemara says, mi Baal Bayis eino kavua zavin. It was a guy who didn't have a regular basement store. Once in a while, every few weeks, he had a new purchase order and he sold it out there, and it wasn't a kavua. And that person, they would not collect taxes from him ever. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up this Mishnah tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah.